in high school activities from Friday. Lots of things going on in around the state, including some postseason action as boys' state tennis got underway yesterday. In Class 1A at Byron's Park in Waterloo, all the local athletes competing in singles play bowed out of the tournament on Friday. Atlantic's Nick Podaisky lost his opening match 6-1, 6-3 to Brady Pluger of Spencer, and then lost in the consolation bracket 6-0, 6-3 to Jackson Takes of Dubuque Waller. Also in Class 1A, Red Oaks' Weston Rolink lost his first match 6-1, 6-3 to Jared McClung of Knoxville, and then lost in consolation play 6-0, 6-0 to Ben Albright of Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Creston Orient Maxburg's Ryan Cusera and Denison's Matt Moran also dropped their first two matches to bow out of that tournament. Also, doubles competitors in Class 1A from the area were knocked out on day one as well, including Travis Miller and Cody Gesser of St. Albert. They did win their opening match, but then dropped to two straight to fall out. Mitch Kinsey and Spencer Pauly of Denison and Dedrick Ketchwick and Austin Smith of Clarinda also both lost their first two matches yesterday. And in Class 2A action, Kyle Crowell of Abraham Lincoln lost out on his first two matches in singles play at Veterans Memorial Tennis Center in Cedar Rapids. So all those local athletes on the boys' tennis tournament that were competing were knocked out after day number one. They'll finish things up with that tournament here today. Also in boys' state golf, after day number one, the Grizzled Boys golf team sits in sixth place in Class 1A after shooting a 369 team total on day one at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. James Reynolds led the Tigers with an opening round of 79. He's tied for 21st individually. Tyler Kruger of Riverside was the top area individual after day one with a round of 78. He is tied for 17th. In Class 2A, Panorama leads the team standings with a team score of 300 total at Ames Golf and Country Club. Kemper Catholic is currently in second with a 311. Will Babcock of Panorama is atop the leaderboard after a day one round of 70. His teammate Jordan Ng shot a 74 and is currently in fourth place. And you can see a full list of those standings through our website. We have links for you there at KJN.com on the sports page. Also on a Friday in girls' Class 2A regional soccer play, it was Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson defeating Denison Schleswig 10-0, and Glenwood was a 10-0 winner over Carroll. Both of those teams move on to regional semifinals played coming up next Tuesday. That'll be games that will be played at 6 p.m. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson will take on Dallas Center Grimes in Grimes, and Glenwood will face Winterset, that game being played in Earlham. Also on Friday, some high school and baseball and softball scores for you. And a baseball play, it was AHSTW over East Mills 14-2. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Adair Casey 10-0. Denison Schleswig was a 6-1 winner over Odelbert Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove. Guthrie Center was a 6-5 winner over Cam. Lennox was a 16-1 winner over Clarinda Academy. Lewis Central beat Shenandoah 12-1 in 5 innings. Maple Valley Anthon Odo was an 8-0 winner over Woodbury Central. Missouri Valley beat Trainer 2-1. Pleasantville 10-0 over Mount Air. Southeast Valley 14-12 over West Central Valley of Stewart. Stanton 9-2 over Sydney. Underwood 3-1 over Logan Magnolia. Wayne was a 4-2 winner over Bedford. And Woodward Granger beat Southwest Valley 12-1. In softball play last night, Glidden Ralston beat Exira EHK 2-1. Griswold over Audubon 16-2. Lennox beat Red Oak 5-3. Wayne over Bedford 11-3. And Woodbine beat Arweva 11-7. That's a look at high school action from last night. In Major League Baseball play, a game you heard here on KJN last night, John Lackey worked 7 scoreless innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals got just enough off of Mike Bolsinger to beat the L.A. Dodgers 3-0 for their 5th straight victory on Friday night. The Cardinals ended Bolsinger's streak of 18 and two-thirds consecutive scoreless innings on Randall Grichuk's bases-loaded double play ball in the first. Johnny Peralta doubled twice with an RBI, and Grichuk starting in left field in place of the ailing Matt Holliday batted cleanup for the first time and had an RBI double in the third. The Dodgers have been shut out for 4 straight times on the road, including getting outscored 10-0 in a 3-game sweep at San Francisco May 19th through the 21st. Lackey struck out 9 and allowed 5 hits. Bolsinger gave up 2 runs on 7 hits in 6 innings of play. Those teams will play once again here this evening. 5:20 will be the pregame start time. 4:15 will be first pitch, and they'll play on Sunday afternoon as well. Also in NCAA baseball, Tyler Payton limited Oregon to 1 run in 7 1/3 innings to help second-seeded Iowa beat third-seeded Oregon Ducks 3-1 on Friday in their NCAA regional opener. Payton struck out five and didn't walk a batter to help the Hawkeyes win for the first time in NCAA tournament play since the 1972 College World Series. Iowa had base runners in every inning but the first. Nick Day's RBI single in the second inning put the Hawkeyes in front, and Nick Rossetti added RBI groundouts in the third and fifth innings. Iowa stranded 13 men on base and left the bases loaded in three innings. Oregon, making its fourth consecutive NCAA appearance, was limited to a third-inning RBI single from Austin Grebick. Phil Craig, St. Louis, went 2-for-3. On Saturday, Iowa will face the Missouri State Kinesis winner, and Oregon will play the loser. Also in other sports for you from last night, it was Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL last night, and the Tampa Bay Lightning struck at Madison Square Garden. They'll play for the Stanley Cup now, winning their third straight game at MSG, 2-0 Friday night to beat the New York Rangers in seven games. Ben Bishop pulled from a Game 6 loss after allowing five goals, outplayed Henrik Lundqvist and handing New York its first loss ever in a Game 7 at the Garden. Alex Killorn scored early in the third period, and Andre Palat iced it. The Lightning, who won the Cup in 2004 in their only trip to the finals, will play now either Chicago or Anaheim for the championship. The Blackhawks and Ducks are set for a Game 7 deciding game here tonight. New York had the league's best record this season and was 15-3 in its last 18 elimination games. The most recent defeat was in the fifth game of the Cup Finals last year at Los Angeles, but Bishop made sure there would be another loss for the Rangers, extending his shutout string at the Garden to 145 minutes and 43 seconds. And goalie Henrik Lundqvist for the New York Rangers continues his elusive pursuit of a Stanley Cup championship. The Golden State Warriors say Klay Thompson has a concussion and will not return to practice until he is symptom-free. Thompson was kneed in the head by Houston's Trevor Ariza on Wednesday while the Warriors were locking up their first berth in the NBA Finals since 1975. The Warriors are optimistic that Thompson will be cleared before they host the Cavaliers in Game 1 next Thursday. Scott Skiles is back with the Orlando Magic, this time as the 12th head coach in franchise history. Skiles was a member of the Magic's inaugural team back in 1989-90 and played point guard for a total of five seasons in Orlando as part of his 10-year playing career. He's been head coach of Phoenix, Chicago, and Milwaukee, compiling a 4-43 and 4-33 record with five playoff appearances over 13 seasons. Denny Hamlin has claimed his first pole of the season by turning a lap of 160.121 miles per hour at Dover International Speedway. Hamlin edged out Martin Truex Jr. on the final qualifying run to take the top spot for Sunday's race. Kyle Larson and Matt Kenseth will start in the second row, just ahead of Joey Logano and Kevin Harvick. And in Major League Baseball, other scores for you from last night in interleague play, it was the Royals beating the Cubs 8-4. In the American League, it was Baltimore 2-1 over Tampa Bay. Texas beat Boston 7-4. White Sox over Houston 6-3 in 11 innings. Toronto beat Minnesota 6-4. The Angels beat the Tigers 2-0. Oakland 6-2 over the Yankees, and Seattle 2-1 over Cleveland. In the National League, Colorado beat Philadelphia 4-1, Miami 4-3 over the Mets, Cincinnati beat Washington 5-2, Arizona 7-5 over Milwaukee, San Diego beat Pittsburgh 6-2, and San Francisco 4-2 over Atlanta. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Albuquerque 12-3 over Omaha, and El Paso 14-2 over Iowa. Those teams play again today. It'll be Iowa at El Paso and Omaha at Albuquerque. Those games start at 8:05 here this evening. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.